Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on William Scott Rutherford, R-U-T-H-E-R-F-O-R-D, address is 5369 C-A-B-E-R-N-E-T Way, Forest Ranch, California, 95942, phone 5308-93-1238. Cell 530-514-4963. ID is triple XS double XS 8255. Date of birth 5/5/1949. 73-year-old retired man. Insurance is Medicare / Blue Cross - Blue Shield. Pharmacy is CVS Forest Avenue, Chico. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of left hemihypesthesia. Subparagraph, recent history and findings of degenerative lumbar disease, comma, hip pain, comma. Continued dictation on William Rutherford. This is addressed to Dr. Jeffrey Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N, D period, O period, Mission Ranch. Medical Care, 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10, Chico, California, 95926, 530-894-0500, fax 530-894-2325. The carbon copy, Dr. Jeffrey Mims, M-I-M-B-S, D period O pi, D period O period. At the Enloe Neurosurgical and Spine Clinic, 251 Cohasset Road, Suite 370, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-332-4800, 530-893-6917, parenthesis fax in parenthesis. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of left hemihypesthesia, subparagraph remote history of suspected TIA, subparagraph recent MR brain imaging showing ischemic white matter disease, new paragraph current complaints of some cognitive decline and dyssomnia. Dear Dr. Carlson, Dr. Mims, and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Mr. William Scott Rutherford for neurological evaluation with his recent history of hemihypesthesia, remote history of TIA, and findings of lumbar degenerative disease, new paragraph. He has additional clinical findings on examination day suggesting a possible cervical radiculopathy for which MR imaging of the cervical spine will be completed, new paragraph. In consideration for his complaints of cognitive impairment, we will be we will be obtaining high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain MR imaging while he completes the NIH quality of life questionnaires for further evaluation of his capacity. New paragraph. His neurological examination today appears unchanged from Dr. Mim's notes, with essentially preserved deep tendon reflexes and no unusual pathological signs other than a possible Hoffman's response. New paragraph, there appears to be no significant motor weakness in the upper and lower extremities, and sensory examination remains preserved to all modalities. New paragraph, he demonstrates no serious ataxia. New paragraph, in consideration for his additional clinical history of possible dyssomnia, we are requesting home sleep testing to exclude suspected sleep apnea, which would be contributing to his presentation. New paragraph, I'll be seeing him for follow-up with results of his imaging studies and testing. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report then with further recommendations.